Hey guys, it's your Neko boy here. And I'm here to answer a very, very frequently asked question. You see, on one of the audios, I did mention that I was in, how do I put this? A group session. Yeah, and that seemed to tickle some of your interests. So, I've been asked to expound on that. Ah, well, here's the thing. Even though on this world I'm considered quite strong, yeah, I have the strength of around maybe 2 or 3 mountain lions, I'm not exactly that. How do I put this? For lack of a better term, let's use alpha. Yeah, I was not particularly very alpha back in my world. Yeah, a lot of my friends are, you know, way stronger than I am, smarter than I am, faster than I am. I mean, I wasn't weak or dumb by any metric, but I wasn't as great as my friends. That being said, one of my friends, big guy, he invited me to this party. Let's call it that. He said there'd be a lot of, you know, fun, and we have this thing we like to inhale. But yeah, we actually call these things, it's really, really embarrassing to talk about it, but you're a human, so you probably wouldn't judge me. They were called heat parties. Yeah, so there is this time of the year that a lot of Nekos, we get a little frisky and touchy-feely, where we crave touch and affection. So we have these parties every now and then to help us blow off a little steam. So my friend brought me to one. I saw a lot of other people I knew, including a really, really cute Neko girl. Alright, we knew each other when we were kids, but I haven't seen her through all my teenage years. She was pretty. We talked for a while, and, you know, I bet my friend saw me talking to her and had no idea she was my childhood friend, so he awkwardly tried to wingman for me. But then I explained that she was my old friend, and he got so embarrassed, and we just all had a good laugh. The night continued, and he said, "You guys wanna have some real fun?" He said it in a very intriguing way, so me and my friend decided to take him up on his offer. We followed him to one of the back rooms, and I've always heard that heat parties can get a little intense, but I wasn't expecting maybe 20 of us in the same room. Fortunately, it was quite cool, and even though we had 20 of us all in various positions. I didn't get too hot. I saw him making out with two cute Neko girls. My friend was whisked away by three tall Neko guys. I was left to myself until this group of four Neko girls came up to me and asked me, was this my first heat party? I timidly said yes, and they all kind of chuckled. You see, three of them had been to four other heat parties, but their friend, this was also her first time, and they said that they wanted to make sure she had a really fun time. They asked if I could help with that. I said yes. Then the oldest one took me by the hand and said, follow me. We're going to show you a really, really good time. True enough, we went to this couch and she pinned me down and started kissing me. Her two other friends then held down my hands and said, don't worry, leave it all to us. Sorry. Just remembering this story makes me really, really horny. If it's alright with you, I'll start playing with myself. Anyway, the oldest one started making out with me, and I could feel my cock rising, getting harder and harder. The other two girls noticed and started chuckling to themselves. They said, well, if you could do us a favor, boy, could you just let us use your fingers? I was in no place to say no, and they both rode my fingers. I could feel their hot, tight, and very, very moist pussies using my fingers. The eldest one said, your cock looks ready, boy. Why don't you show our friend a really, really good time? She looked at my cock and was like, oh, you're a lot bigger than I thought you'd be. She's gonna really, really love you. Their other friend, the one who's never been to a heat party before, stepped up. I'd say she was as shy and timid as me. She said if it was okay if I could let her ride me. I bet you guys could guess my answer. My hot, throbbing cock really needed to be inside something, so I definitely said yes. Sorry. I remember her slowly slipping her tight, warm pussy on my cock. And I throbbed so hard inside her. I was probably letting out these little whimpers because the two other girls riding my fingers, they couldn't stop laughing to themselves. Definitely, I remember that. But both of them started riding me harder. And then I had these two hot Neko girls riding my hands and this one riding my cock. Oh, it was definitely memorable. Sorry. I'm just really going at myself right now. The eldest one just kind of stood there. Just smiling and examining the scene. I could tell she was really, really into it. Because while she was watching us, I could see her hand slip between her thighs and started rubbing her cute little nickel clit. Their friend, the one riding my cock, I have to say she was really, really cute. Her breasts were quite large. I mean, I'm not necessarily super into large chested girls, but I mean, I can't say no. Oh, God. Sorry. Yeah, sure. Yeah, the rest of the story, right? So, while these three really hot Neko girls are riding me, I could see my friend, my childhood friend, getting railed by this really muscular Neko guy. He was really going at her from behind. I could tell she wasn't even aware of her surroundings. She was just totally, totally into it. She must have been like 5 feet away from me. That was the first time, though, I really, really found her super hot. I mean, she was always pretty. Growing up with her, I always think she was quite pretty, but seeing her just getting that hard Neko cock, her facial expression pure ecstasy while he was railing her, it really turned me on. I stared back at the Neko girl riding me, and she was totally into me. She was riding me harder, riding me faster. I could feel my cock just twitching harder and harder. I was getting ready to come. The oldest Neko girl in the group, she told her friend, "It's not fair. You need to let me ride him too." So she obliged and let her friend ride me. And her friend really, really knew what she was doing. Oh, the way she slid me in and out completely. It was unlike anything I've ever experienced before. Sorry, I just need to... Just the memory of it. I can't... I need to play with myself, sorry. She was riding me so hard. She said, "Do me a favor, boy. Come in me." I said, "What? No, it's so irresponsible." She said, "Don't worry. Remember those cookies they gave us? It renders all of us infertile for the next 24 hours. Haven't you noticed? Everyone here has been creaming and creaming inside each other, on each other, on top of each other, since you got here. Because we can do that all with absolutely no consequence. the memory of it. I'll finish the story. She rode me harder and harder. I said I was so close. She called her friend over. You know, the one who's never done this before. She had her kneel in front of me while she was... While she was riding me, she had her friend lick my balls. Oh, fuck. It was so good. The sensation. The sensation of one girl riding me and the other licking my balls was so too much. I had to cream. And I creamed so hard inside her. I'm sure she felt it. She began to smile and ride me so hard that I swear I creamed again. Oh, I'm sorry. It's getting a little intense for me. I'm gonna finish myself off, if you guys don't mind. So yeah, I just finished, both in the story and right now. Well, suffice to say, it was a really, really good heat party. My balls were definitely drained for the night. I have a lot more parties and a lot more situations that I'm really, really excited to share with you guys. But I think we can end it here for now. See you guys next time.